friends. It's Friday here at Coast Community Radio, and I'm your host, Jim Wilkins, ably assisted by our engineer par excellence, Mr. Terry Wilson. Terry, thank you for helping out. This show is produced by Kathleen Morgain, and it was originally conceived by Lisa Smith. And today we're going to be visiting with a couple of friends from a project called Project Homeless Connect. And we've got Viviana Matthews and Tony DeGode. Did I say that right?
DeGode, yeah.
DeGode, yeah.
That's perfect.
So these guys are here from Project Homeless, which is a social service organization which deals with homeless and transient people. Thanks for being with us, both of you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Now, let's start out with a little kind of description of yourself, a little biographical sketch. Tony, why don't you start out?
Okay, well, my name is Tony DeGode. I'm originally from Mount Vernon, Washington, and I've been working here at Clatsop Community Action for about 10 years. I went to school in Franciscan University in Steubenville, Ohio, and then I moved back to this area. Basically, my focus has been with social services, and this event came out of our agency to help with the end homelessness in the area. So that's basically my story.
Viviana, go ahead.
Sure. I'm Viviana Matthews, and I've been in Clatsop County for about 15 years or so. I'm from two different places. I'm half Japanese and half Argentinian. And I've been doing, I've been doing social services for about 15 years in Clatsop County. And I've been working at Clatsop Community Action for the last 3.5 years.
Okay. Now, this event that's coming up, the Project's Homeless Connect, I just found out before we went on the air that this was actually started by Jessica McClay. Is that correct?
Yes.
That's correct.
And she died. Could you tell us a little bit about Jessica and what happened there and how she got the project started?
Sure. Jessica McClay was a co-worker of mine at Clatsop Community Action. And we basically, she worked with us for about 2.5, maybe 3 years. And this Project Homeless Connect is a national event. It's held all around the United States. Actually, it's international at this point. So we wanted to start this program, and she spearheaded it the first time. When she was driving back from Portland, Highway 26, it was actually right after this event. It was about a month after.
February 20th.
Yeah, her car was coming down Saddle Mountain, hit ice, and there was already two other cars had already crashed before hers, and the fire department was there, and her car hit the fire truck, and it killed her. She has a husband and a daughter as well that were fine, but it was a tragic loss. So we placed this program in her honor, in her memory, and each year as we do it, so we include her name.
So. And she was very compassionate, working with the low-income families and working with homeless pretty much her entire life since she was a child. She was always very compassionate towards poor people and tried to do the best she could to better service people in need.
Well, I'll tell you, coming down that stretch, Saddle Mountain, I hit ice coming down there. It's scary.
Yeah.
I one time did two 360s.
Oh, wow.
And ended up pointed in the right direction and just kept on going.
Well, that's good. Yeah. Yeah, it's a dangerous area. But so we, you know, she was a, and Jess was always so optimistic. And she was from the East Coast as well and had her master's degree in social work and was probably 30, maybe 30
years
old.
Yeah, she was 30. Yeah.
So
you basically work with homeless people. I'm curious about how do you get a census of homeless people? How do you count them? How do you know if they're homeless or they don't have a telephone? How do you come up with these numbers?
Well, Clatsop Community Action, receives funding from the federal government for housing programs. And one of the requirements for us to receive those fundings is to count homeless at the end of the month of January, the last 10 days of January.
Right.
We pick a day and we count homeless. We had the event of Project Homeless Connect to count homeless families and homeless individuals. And we also have connections with the school district. We have connections with DHS, with the other social service agencies, churches, where we go in and try to count as many people as possible. We have a survey that it was given to us by the government that we have to fill out for each individual, and then we ask certain questions, and that will determine if the client is homeless or not. We not only count people who are on the street, but we count people who are doubled up, couch surfing, people who are staying with other relatives because they're not able to pay their own rent, and people who will be evicted within the next 10 days.
And then we do like a street outreach as well. So we have cards, we go around. We have some volunteers that would help out with that to go on the streets to, in our office, usually the homeless in the area will come to our office for supportive services. So we will talk with them and they will network out too to talk to other homeless people so we don't miss anybody.
Right.
Or we actually go to campsites sometimes.
We do go to campsites,
yeah. Police department as well. For Astoria, the Sheriff's Department,
we work also with the Seaside School District,
So it's a countywide count, all done in less than 10 days.
And this is happening all over the state of Oregon. The last 10 days, I'm sure it happens other state as well, but I can only speak for the state of Oregon since I work in the state of Oregon.
Sure. And your count shows that there's just a little over 1,000
individuals that were counted.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you're pretty confident of the accuracy of that number?
I say pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
And we have to enter in every individual into our database, so there is no chance for a duplicate. So there's,
right.
And that's one thing that Viviana would do as well. And then we submit the report after that. So.
It takes a few months for the whole process to be done with. Not only we have to count, we have to, as Tony mentioned, we have to enter everybody into the state database, and then we have to work on the ones that were duplicate, and then we have to project, and also we have to run the reports.
So, yeah, it takes a little time, for sure.
And as I say, we don't count only people who are on the street. We count every... We count families that are doubling up. We count people who are going to become homeless within the next 7 to 10 days.
Yeah, and the shelters.
And we count shelters, yes.
The school districts.
Where's your office located?
Right by the Labor Temple.
Oh, okay.
Downtown, and we're at 364 9th Street.
So you have to remember, though, that Project Homeless Connect is one of the programs that Clatsop Community Action does. We have many different programs that we do. We do energy assistance. We do housing programs.
Yeah, rental assistance is one of our programs as well. And this is actually something that we don't have to do as an agency, but we take on as just to help out within the community itself.
Mm-hmm.
But the state asks that it's done, but we offered to do it.
And also the regional food bank is under Clatsop Community Action.
Yeah, we also have the regional food bank as well.
Okay, yeah.
So
yeah, I've seen that down at the parking lot down at the other end of town where they put out the food every week.
Yeah, the produce pantry. It's a fresh produce, and that's Marlon Martin is the one, and Dustin Martin as well, and Grace Taylor. Their efforts are to bring fresh produce in and for the low income in the county, actually. So they have one in Warrenton, one in Astoria, one in Seaside each week. And so it goes for about 6 months.
And it goes,
like in May or so, it starts up. Mm-hmm. So it's
until the end of September.
What kind of other services are you able to provide?
So maybe we can narrow it down to, let's talk about homeless population. So we have some services that we do provide for them. For instance, personal care items such as toothbrushes, toothpaste, toilet paper, and things that they need that are not able to buy with food stamps. And also, we have a mail message service. They are people who do not have an address. They can go ahead and open an account at our office and receive mail. And
yeah,
we have the telephone services. Sometimes people don't have a telephone and they need to get a hold of somebody so they can call our agency.
Yeah.
Now, if you had a client that came in and desperately needed, for example, dental work. Mm-hmm. How would you arrange to get that done? Do dentists provide that? You have to pay the dentist? How does that work?
So we are a referral agency. Okay. We try to look into resources where we don't have to pay ourselves. Our agency doesn't have to pay for it. There are many resources out there. For instance, and I know, Tony, you want to talk a little bit about what we're going to be having at Project Homeless Connect, but we work also with refer clients to OHSU or to the dental van too.
Yeah, Providence has a program, the dental van, that we can, we're going to be taking names down for clients to, if it's, usually it's for extreme circumstances, like, and they can actually do extractions or some minor dental work as well, but it's through Providence Hospital. So,
well, talk a little bit about this Project Homeless Connect, which is, which you're going to be doing at the convention center?
Yeah, it's at the Seaside Convention Center, January 29th, it's a Thursday, and we have 45 agencies gathering, so my job is to make contact with them and then set them up in the convention center. And it's kind of like a walkthrough event where we have, when the people come participants come to the event, we have a guide that's hooked up with them, a person that's one-on-one volunteer that will take them through the event. And we do and Viviana will talk about the intake. Mm-hmm. If you want to mention the intake now, that would be.
So, yeah, every person who comes in fills out an intake, and that will help us to determine if the person is homeless or not and what kind of services they are going to be needing that day, or maybe the referrals that they're going to be needed that day. And we are in looking for volunteers to work at Project Homeless Connect.
So then they will guide them through the events to all those and keep them on track too. A lot of times we have, because they're so overwhelmed with so many things, we try to narrow it down. We make a list of places for them to, you know, agencies to stop at, and also other things that are there. There's probably 45 different things that they can partake in at that day.
We're going to have like haircuts
and
public health will be there, clothing voucher.
Immunizations too. The health department will be there. Providence Hospital's there.
The schools will be there.
I'm curious if, let's say, one of our listeners has listened to you guys and said, you know, these people are doing some pretty darn good work, and they would like to become involved as just a citizen. Is there a way that they can do that?
Well, the Project Homeless Connect is happening January 29th, and we are looking for volunteers to be guides, and to please call our office at Clatsop Community Action. The phone number is 503-325-1400. Once again, it's 325-1400.
1400.
Yes,
that's right.
That's the best way to, if anybody is out there interested in volunteer the day off or even afterwards, to please.
An event takes about 150 volunteers, and we actually don't. This event actually is not something we have to do. We just choose to do this event during their point in time count, so we can support the homeless in the area. The bus is free that day. It's Ridership Appreciation Day, so everyone can get to the event all day long. It's free, so it's. A good situation for that day for homeless.
Yeah, well, I'd like to remind our listeners that listening to Friday at Coast Community Radio, I'm your host, Jim Wilkins, and we're visiting with Viviana Matthews and Tony DeGody from, did I say it properly?
You did.
Good job.
Finally. And we're talking about some of the social work needs in Clatsop County and some of the needs that they provide, and appreciate you doing your work.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Now, this Project Homeless Connect is coming Thursday.
Yes.
What do we have in the future?
We have so many different things in the future.
I see so many things.
So many things in the horizon. Our job, what we do is housing. Tony and I do housing for Clatsop Community Action, and we also have another caseworker who does housing for veterans and veterans families. So what we can talk to you is about what we're going to be doing ourselves. Probably just we do a lot of rental assistance, energy assistance. But the next project that is coming up, pretty much we're concentrating right now on Project Homeless Connect. Yeah. So once we get that done, then we can move to something else. But as of right now, the biggest project we have is Project Homeless Connect.
And CCA is a private nonprofit, so our goal is to fill in the gaps in the community that are not happening. So like right now for housing is a big piece of it. So we have a board of directors, and they basically decide on different projects that would help the community. So one was veterans is a big one. And so we try to, we have some apartments that we've purchased and have a lower income rates for people as well. And we have the food program is another one. So fresh produce is a big issue that we were trying to increase the nutrition value for. Even though you don't have the funding, you should still be able to have fresh produce. And so we try to target things throughout the
throughout the community, yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It makes it kind of interesting as you can develop your own programs instead of having to do programs.
Mm-hmm. So you have actual houses and apartments, the stuff that you can...
Yeah, we have a Hilltop Apartments complex. We have 22 units up there.
Mm-hmm. Where was that?
A Hilltop, here mm-hmm. in Astoria.
Right.
So we try to provide housing. And usually when people end up at our office, they might have an eviction notice, or they might have something that their crisis situation that we try to deal with, or they have a poor rental history. So we can try to get them into housing and restore the rental history, and then they can move on again. So it's always different. Each person comes in, you never know what the story will be, and you know, and sometimes they stump us, and we're not sure what to do. But it's we usually find an answer eventually for them. So yeah.
And for your audience, so we have we're asking for volunteers, and we're also asking if you're not able to volunteer but able to donate financially, please call us as well, because we do need some fundings to help clients to obtain IDs, Oregon IDs, which are $30 per person, or birth certificates, which are $18 per person. And our agency doesn't have...
We usually do about 50 IDs. Mm-hmm. And for housing, you have to have Social Security card, your photo ID to get into housing. So if you're homeless and you're usually the wallet's gone and they don't have any ID, so you have to start over and get a birth certificate as well. So that's our first thing we do, and we mm-hmm. actually have funding to help that during that one day at Project Homeless Connect, so people can come in and get their ID and then get back into housing. So it does cost money.
Right. And last year's number, I can give you the last year's number for point in time count. Point in time count is the terminology for when we count the homeless the last 10 days. And in Clatsop County, we had 1,038 individuals, 638 families, and out of those individuals, 321 were under the age of 18. And that's, as I say, those are not just the homeless who are on the street, but those are people who are doubling up in all of that.
Mm-hmm. So you actually go out into the community and seek these people out?
Well, it's not like... we've been doing this for quite some time now,
right.
So we don't necessarily have to go seek for people, because we have such a great partnership with other agencies that help us to do the count. But so our efforts to go on the street are a little bit less than 5 years ago, just because we got the hang of it, how to do it.
Well, and Viviana, when she started, she really took it seriously. And It's not a mandated thing we have to do in our agency, in a sense of we try to put energy into it, but it was such a massive scale to how do you do this? And that's a great question, because it's, how do you start? And so, but with her connections with the school districts, it helped a lot to because they know homeless families right off. So we try to connect with shelters
and
this
DHS
is the amount of energy.
And...
So I feel like we have an accurate number now. It's like it's getting closer to what's really... What really is the number.
Mm-hmm.
So it's. But.
Well, I was just thinking about there's what appears to be a homeless camp down by Safeway along the river there. kind of got a little almost community down in there. So how would you relate to them, the people that are there?
Well, people who were living in those camps, most people are our clients already. They have mail service.
Okay.
They have, and they come into our office for personal care items. So we kind of have already established a little bit of a relationship. So when they don't come, the last 10 days of, we kind of know them by name as well. So then when they don't come, then we'll go and try to find and make sure that they're still okay and count them if they're still homeless.
And we have individuals too that just do not want to be housed. They don't want to go beyond being homeless. So you have a population that's that will come in, and it took me 5 years to get this one gentleman to get into housing, because he spent 12 years on the streets. He had to make the decision. When he was getting in his 60s, that's when it changed, because he really couldn't physically be on the streets anymore. So it's kind of a cultural thing. It's not necessarily, right. And you see homeless people, it could be mental health, addiction, it could be, well, we can't force somebody into housing. So that's always the challenge, is how do you bridge that piece and get a person into permanent housing. So it's, or they have no income and are waiting for disability, that sort of thing.
And a lot of people that are sleeping on the street, just individuals, homeless, they do have an issue with mental health. And I'm not saying all of them, but
addiction and mental health.
Addiction and mental health comes
a lot.
So some people just don't need it right now. Don't need housing right now.
Yeah, you know, I'm curious. Everybody's probably seen.
And not that they don't need it. I'm sorry, they're not ready for housing. That's what I meant.
Not ready. Okay.
Not ready for housing.
Now, when you're giving away food down by the condominiums on 3rd Street in that parking lot there, I'm curious, where does that food come from, particularly the produce?
The produce?
The Oregon
food.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. I wish
Marlon's the program manager for that. He's the one that has all those answers, but we'll do the best we can. The Oregon Food Bank basically has produce. We work with we're in the network with them for the USDA food that comes into our county. So we, and then we're the regional food bank, so we will distribute the food to all the pantries and all the hot meal sites and all that. So the produce piece, we couldn't distribute to all the pantries because it would go bad before they had a chance to distribute it. And produce is one of those things that you have to do right away. You have to get rid of it right away. Otherwise, it goes bad. So Marlon thought of this idea of just saying, well, I'm going to get the delivery, and within 24 hours, distribute all this produce the next day. And so he chose Astoria, Warrenton, and Seaside, all three areas. And it's a lot of work. And they're already like swamped as it is, but he chose to do this program. And it's fresh produce. It could be apples, it could be onions, it can be whatever they get in. And then they try to help with meal cards as well, like how do you cook a squash, or how do you, so there's a diet part of that as well. So when they get the food, they're also counted. There's a intake for that for the program, but it's mainly just as quickly as possible. I think within 60 seconds, they can give them the produce and off they go again. So I think this year we did over, I want to say over 200,000 pounds.
Yeah, probably. I
of
just
produce went through.
Yeah,
and that's just three people doing that. So
is that stuff
with a few volunteers?
Right. Mm-hmm. Is that grown locally?
I know the carrots do.
Yeah, we grow our own carrots at our food bank.
Uh-huh.
And so it's one of our it's the only harvest we have.
Right, and most of it comes from the Oregon food bank, which comes from...
I know what you mean. Mm-hmm. This is Marlon's area, so we don't want to get bad information.
But if you have any questions about the food bank, please call 861-FOOD, 3663, and speak to Marlon or Dustin.
Because you can also buy seeds with your food stamps to plant and grow your own crop. So that's kind of why this came out of that as well.
You say you grow carrots. Where do you grow them?
At the food bank in Warrenton.
It's not far from Costco. Mm-hmm. It's right next to the county animal shelter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
it's right next to that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and right behind our building is the garden. So we have an apple orchard now that you planted, and carrots and... We have the whole building is probably within 5 years. It's been built 5 years ago, so has a backup generator in case the power goes out, so we don't lose food. And so it's a great place.
Well, Viviana, what other kind of services do you provide?
Well,
translation.
Well, I hope so, but I haven't had any. I haven't had any Japanese clients yet.
But we're waiting. You never know.
You never know. That's right. So we do. I wish we brought our flyer, but we do housing, we do rental assistance, we have transitional housing. You're talking about Project Homeless Connect, what we're going to be providing the day of the event?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see. Okay. I'm sorry. That's I thought you were talking about totally different.
So we're going to be providing medical screenings, immunizations. We'll have the person from the state doing food stamps applications. Veteran Services will be there as well for housing. Our new VSO veteran officer, Luke, will be there as well. And there'll be a hot meal there, warm clothing. We'll help people with identification, information, and legal resources, free legal. We have Oregon Law Center will be there as well. Prescription assistance, education, employment will be there as well. OED, housing, transportation is also part of it. We will do and haircuts. Haircuts are kind of a
haircuts is very popular.
Yeah. We did about 70 haircuts last year, and it's all donated. Cy is our friend who donates his time. We had probably three people last
three
year.
Three other, yeah. And this year we're gonna have about 3 to 4. Salon Bohème is going to be there. Cy.
I forgot Cy's. It's in Seaside. Cy. Mm-hmm. I can't remember the name.
We have so much information in our little brains that
yeah, I'm not gifted in these things sometimes. It kind of stops, but
yeah.
So it's and it's all within 5 hours, and so we try to get all this accomplished, and then hopefully when the person leaves, they'll have a better idea of what to do.
And so please, if you're thinking about volunteer for the Project Homeless Connect, please call us at 503-325-1400.
And also the nursing students from Classic Community College will be there as well. They're doing just basic screenings for blood pressure. And last year, it was actually a homeless person that came in that almost died. And they actually, because of that screening, they brought him to the hospital immediately. And he was fine after that. But so it's kind of a community effort, you know, the whole part of that. So
and the CNA program will be there as well from the college and the high school students.
Okay.
One of the classes.
School, we have one class that helps us.
We're kind of running out of time here, but I'm curious, how do you get quite a few veterans? I'm thinking particularly of veterans from Iran and Iraq.
We do.
We have another program that we do. It's called the Stand Down, and that's in September
right.
at Camp Rialia. So that's through our office as well. So we sponsor that. So that's our primary focus is there. But this is also for veterans, but it's also for any person that's struggling with housing or anything can come to this event.
Yeah, any demographic.
Mm-hmm. I'm not really sure how many veterans we had last year.
Well, let's not forget that this Thursday at the Seaside Convention Center,
Thursday, January 29th.
Yeah, from 10 a.m. till 3 p.m. at the Seaside Convention Center.
So, we've been visiting with Viviana Matthews and Tony DeGode. Thank you both for coming in. I've learned a lot myself and appreciate you being with us.
Well, thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
And I'd like to urge our listeners to stick around for Albert Smith and his always wonderful Friday Folk Show. So until next week, goodbye.